Kansas State Nation, what's happening? Eddie Greer checking in here, or the Purple Project Podcast Daily, all things K-State on this happy Friday, 16th of February, 2024, in the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State. This is the officially start of baseball season, and before we get into that, of course, on yesterday's podcast, we have to keep in mind, keeping prayers for those that were severely, that are, have been affected from the Kansas City parade, post-parade tragedy, for unfortunately, which took place, the Chiefs parade on Wednesday. So I do want to put that out there for you guys. We have to keep all, at least for here, for the Chiefs. And for families, parents, everyone here in KC that are definitely not anytime soon still affected by that. So I definitely wanted to pass, continue to pass that along here on the Pearl Project Podcast, Kansas State. I'm pretty sure majority of our listeners are Chiefs fans as well. So we definitely want to put that, give that first attention there as well. All right. So K-State baseball. First episode, K-State baseball hits the diamond this weekend here. This won't come out until later on this evening. I'm going to post a tennis recap version here around lunchtime. And you're going to get two episodes here on this Friday. And of course, episode two will focus on baseball. The K-State baseball team, it is. I've talked about that here in bits and pieces. They are going to be open up preseason 24th in the country in D1 baseball rankings. They're going to kick big things off actually tonight. So when this podcast, I think this podcast will go out around 5-ish central time. Everything will begin in Scottsdale, Arizona, and I'll do my best. I got a lot of traveling to do tomorrow, so I'll do my best to keep probably do a postcast. Maybe we'll just have to see how I know Saturdays for me is going to be crunched, at least the first part of the day, anyways. But they are going to be opening up in Scottsdale, Arizona, to compete in the 2024 MLB Desert Invitational tonight. The Cats will open up the tournament against Cal, which will be nationally televised on MLB Network, Major League Baseball, at 7 Central Time. That's probably 5 Pacific Time. At Salt Rivers Fields, K-State's final two games will be played at Sloan Park against Boston College. And on Boston College Saturday, and in Georgetown to wrap things up. And of course, both matches are scheduled at 1 Central Time. And they're going to be streamed on MLB.com. So you want to take some baseball action. Obviously, spring training for Major League Baseball, pitchers and catchers reported. Yes. If you've been listening to this podcast long enough, since the very beginning, you know I'm a Braves fan, so I'm very excited. Hey, you know, Chiefs won the Super Bowl 3 of the last 4 years. We're supposed to be in that tier, but getting bounced in the first round, back-to-back years to the same damn team, yeah. Not too happy about that. I can go on and on about that, but this is a K-State podcast, but you get what I'm saying. There, so baseball season is definitely has arrived. The season opening tournament, which is in its fifth year, will be played at spring training site Sloan Park in Salt River Fields, which will feature 8 teams with K-State, the others, GCU, I don't even know who that is, Cal, Georgetown, BYU, of course, BYU is a B12 opponent, USC, Boston College, which they're going to be playing tomorrow, and I just lost. Yeah, they're playing Cal tonight. Boston College Saturday and Georgetown on Sunday. And USC is also in this field as well. A left-hander, Owen Bierenhima, 7-2, 15 starts. He will get the call tonight against Cal. And then Ty Rule, as I'm looking at the sheet here, he's going to be starting against Boston College. And then how about the newcomer, lefty in the building, Jacob Frost, will start. So that's the rotation here for K-State baseball going into their first tournament, first games of the 2024 campaign. Jacob Frost will close it out as he will start against Georgetown on Sunday. Again, you want to check these games out. Both the weekend games will be streamed on MLB.com. And then in prime time tonight, this podcast will go ahead of that Cal tonight. And Wildcats, they get back 17-letter winners, of course, from last year's team that should have made the Major League, the college tournament, whatever you want to call that. They missed. They got snubbed. We all know that for a fact. Kalen Culpepper, Brennan Jones, Rafael Patellar. You have Barenema, of course, Tyson Nabors, all-star closer there. Brady Day, also captain, also coming back there as well. I'm bouncing around the sheet there. Yeah, so you got Cal tonight at Salt Rivers Field, Boston College tomorrow afternoon at Sloan Park. And you can, if you're back in Manhattan, you can catch these games. If you're not in front of a television set this weekend, 1350 came in. Also, that is 93.3 FM there as well. So, great chance for K-State to make a little bit of a splash and make a statement. And I think the Braves and I could probably put the K-State in the same, not in the same kind of significance as the K-State and bars of goals are anyways, at least. They want to get to that NCAA tournament. There you go. That was what I was looking for there. As they're trying to get back there, they should have got there last year, but of course we don't all know what happened there as well. But this is a team, of course, led by, I have not even gone, almost 7 minutes of this podcast and not mentioned the manager's name, coach name, head coach P. Hughes, back again. He has done a tremendous job. I mean, we've given him some, also we give him some crap on this podcast for a fact, but this is definitely a squad that has that potential to get into the tournament and make noise for sure. And one of those things to do, you got to get off to a good start. So we'll see what happens. And I'm hopeful to do a postcast again, time permitting, tomorrow, at least in the first half of the day. And then that might probably after that, I could probably do at least, I could probably do that. I'll have to, because I got to travel tomorrow for a special occasion in the morning, and then at the afternoon due to do some recording. So so K-State, and by then game two we playing. So that's Boston College as well. I'm so excited for baseball season across the board. Whether it's K-State, Braves, the Royals just announced their location, their new building, new ballpark in downtown. And prior to that, I had conversations with several people that are somewhat pay attention to Kansas City Royals about the location of the stadium, and that's probably a conversation I'll probably have with Alex at some point about that. But K-State baseball tonight going down. You have basketball as well, and I'm actually going to get out of this window. So K-State, TCU, right? And this actually kicks off K-State Saturday, a morning tip. TCU comes to Bramlage, so it doesn't get any easier. What was that? Easier than that as well. And I think, let's see. UCF, I believe for the women. UCF comes to Bramlage as well. So that's going to be sandwiched in between K-State baseball. You have men's basketball up first. Then you have game two of the West Coast Arizona tournament, the MLB Desert Invitational of Boston College. And then you have Jeff Mitty's team trying to bounce back from a disheartening loss of the other night on the road to Iowa State. And this is a chance to get back in the win column against UCF, which you handled in Orlando earlier this year. And I believe track and field is going on as well this weekend. And they're wrapping up their regular season in Manhattan as well. So much, again, going on this weekend for K-State sports here. Right smack in the middle of the second half of February. Before I know it, we're going to be in the end of this month. So definitely things are ticking away here. So definitely exciting times in K-State baseball. We'll try to ride the coattails here of some success obviously, women's basketball up in the top 10. Men are trying to somehow get themselves in the conversation. Men's basketball, I'm talking about, Jerome Tang, into the tournament. They asked some work to do right there. And I believe, I'm hopeful to do a bonus with Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Not out there, but you know what I mean. With Alex Aiden, the co-host of this podcast, next Tuesday night. And we'll get caught up with him on the latest there as well. So much happening around KC Athletics this weekend, so we'll keep our eyes on that. But on top of the board, Kansas State baseball checks in at top at 24th rank preseason. Now going into the season rank in the back end of the top 25. And we'll see what they can do here to start off the season here as veteran pitcher Orm Renema will get us started here tonight against Cal in the opening for K-State of the 2024 campaign in the MLB Desert Invitation on the Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State, you can get it wherever podcasts are found. We are free and available wherever you do decide to post content there as well. You're going to get two episodes today. One should be out about tennis. That should be already up by the time this podcast up, and this will be up around the time I get off work there as well. We'll set it up for that as well. Big thanks to Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. We're going to raise the checkered flag on this edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. Eddie Greer coming to you from wet Kansas City, Missouri, as it's not too bad right now. There's been a wet snow going on, so about to continue this Friday here. Work, and then it is going to be the weekend, so I should be able to talk to you guys this weekend at some point, so we're just going to leave it at that. But for right now, that's going to do it for another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State. We will talk to you at some point this weekend. Go Cats.